We're talking today with Mike Cook, a candidate for the City Council in Santa Rosa and a first-time candidate. So, Mike, my first question, what prompted you to jump into this race?
What really prompted me was being involved in some of the elections the past couple of years, the 4 years ago, and seeing the candidates that have raised their hand to run, but then also thinking about my own situation, that is, I'm a business owner. I'm a father of two young children, daughters Layla and Brenna, and knowing that what the decisions that are made on the City Council in Santa Rosa will affect them directly in the future, and I want them to love Santa Rosa as much as I do.
How about a little quick biographical sketch for people who aren't acquainted with you yet?
Sure. I'm a business owner. My company is Firma Design Group, and we do landscape architecture, land planning, civil engineering. I'm 33 years old. I moved to Santa Rosa about 7 years ago, and I just fell in love with Santa Rosa the minute I came here. And I've lived all over the country, and Santa Rosa is one of the most beautiful spots that I've ever lived.
So if you're successful as a candidate, what particular issues on the council would you want to champion?
There's a couple that I'm very interested in, and as I said, I'm a landscape architect, and the one of the issues that I see is that there's a lot of perception out there about the city that we aren't friendly to business, we aren't protecting our environment. And as a business owner, as a member of the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce, and as a landscape architect who really does value our environment, I feel that my background can really help change that perception that we're not doing the things that we need to do. And then the budget, the economy, I really feel that Santa Rosa needs to do a better job at budgeting, preparing realistic budgets, and making sure that our city is a solvent city.
One of the issues, of course, for all Santa Rosa voters this time around is Measure Q, the idea of district elections. What's your take on that?
Well, I'm glad to see that it's on the ballot for November, and I think it's going to be a valuable process to have them have the voters involved in deciding whether Santa Rosa goes to district elections.
Do you have a view on it one way or the other?
I personally don't. If district elections go through, it will only benefit me. I live up in Northwest Santa Rosa, and there's no candidates from Northwest Santa Rosa.
What about the downtown area? As somebody who's looking to revive economic vitality in the city, that's one of the focal points.
It sure is, and we are, in my firm, are urban designers and also planners, and we really feel strongly that a community needs a strong downtown. Santa Rosa needs a lot of help. Downtown Santa Rosa needs a lot of help, and I think the vision of the City Council and the policy making of the City Council really needs to address updating downtown, bringing the business owners that are downtown, the restaurateurs, the stores, all together, and trying to find a common ground of what direction we're going to go in downtown.
Any specific ideas to help move that forward?
I think the easiest thing would be to update the furniture, update the pots, update the hardscape, the sidewalks. It takes a little bit of money, but it would have a huge impact.
Mike Cook, candidate for City Council in the city of Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.